بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا هل بلغت؟ This is the last towards the end of the hadith of what we were reading of the Hajjatul Wada of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this discussion of Hajjatul Wada was taking place, then he explained about Dajjal and the fitness of Dajjal. And then also the Hukukul Ibad, the rights of fellow people. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed on that. And that is in very detail in all matters, whether it is between husband and wife, spouses, the rights of one another, parents' rights over the children, children's rights over the parents, neighbors' rights, plenty with who we deal in business. Also, there are rights from both sides, the customer and the seller, the buyer and the seller, both have got rights of one another. So all these are very important that we be informed about them, that we at least acquire the knowledge what these rights are, and then strive to fulfill those rights. And then, as in another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever rights have been destroyed, I myself will fight the case for that person. For that Muslim whose rights were destroyed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I myself. And in another riwayat, Allah Ta'ala says, He Himself will fight for their right. Where do we send a chance in that case? So we should be very regular and lot of tawbah and istighfar together with it as well. However, at the end, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the world, from the beginning of the world till Qiyamah, there was no sermon, no human right charters as what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's khutbah was in Arafat on that occasion. After he had explained everything, then he asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Ala hal ballaghtu? Be very conscious and aware, and tell me that have I done my duty of conveying this message of Nabuwat. Nabi the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in one voice, قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةِ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةِ, that you have done justice to this, and in every way you have fulfilled the rights of this Nabuwat and this message of eternal bliss and to get saved from Jahannam. May Allah protect us all from the Allah's punishment and enter us all into His mercy. And then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied, Naam, bala, undoubtedly, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you have done this. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allahumma shahad, O Allah, you bear witness that the mission you sent me with, I've completed and I've done that work and I've given the whole message of deen to the people. Three times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, then he said, Waylakum, O wayhakum, that destruction be upon you. I'm warning you of a very particular thing. Unzuru, consider this matter very, very deeply and with great consciousness to consider this matter. La tarji'u ba'adi kuffara yadribu ba'dukum riqaba ba'd. After me, do not go back to kufr. This is not actually kufr, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam termed it as kufr, disbelief. And what was that? Darba riqabu ba'dukum. يَضْرِبُ بَعْضُكُمْ رِخَابَ بَعْضُ, that you start fighting amongst yourself. And today, unfortunately, that is what the Ummah is plunged in, where we were commanded that we should have unity. And unity, Allah Ta'ala makes it clear that وَأَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ, that hold firmly onto, have unity on the rope of Allah, that is the Qur'an Sharif. On that, we are leaving the Quran Sharif, we are making friends with Shias, we are making friends with all the other Christians and the Jews, the all the interfaith things, etc. That is no unity whatsoever. That is complete destruction. Unity is to hold firm onto the rope of Allah on the deen. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give in and make unity with the kuffar. And they wanted to come to a settlement. One day we'll worship your God, one day you worship our God. And when that was not acceptable, then they said that at least don't speak bad about our gods. That was also not acceptable. So we must understand what is unity. This is a complete misconception that those people who are trying to establish the truth, we blame them of disunity. And we blame them of breaking up the ummati. And those who are joining with the kuffar and making unity with the Shias, etc., that we regard as unity what is required. That is totally wrong, according to Quran and Hadith, and simple logic also, it is totally wrong. You cannot become friends with your enemies. You become friends with who are your friends. With them you should associate. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned about this, and this great fitna, and unfortunately, headlong the ummah has gone into this. And now in whole public view, and with videoing, etc., and the internet, it's splashed throughout the world immediately, all these wrong practices. So Allah Ta'ala guide us to have the right unity, what is called unity according to deen, and not according to the people and the non-believers of the world. What they call unity, we don't follow that unity, but the unity of following the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In the same way, like for example, people who are fighting for the truth, the mujahideen, they are termed terrorists. And those people who are breaking the truth and doing all the wrong things, they are the people who are termed, they are the peacemakers, and they are the lovers of peace. Those who break the laws and those who establish the laws of Allah, who are the mujahideen, they are termed terrorists. So it's a very topsy-turvy world that we are living in. We must not just be caught up with all these outward things, but realize reality. May Allah give us tawfiq, protect our iman, and guide us to righteousness, inshallah. SubhanAllah.